Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Mark. This is Marquise Moraine. I had a question to ask you. Yes, everything is fine, right? But my mom, like, what if we was out in New York, like, you mean, out in New York? And I know the clock in wouldn't register. So what would I do at that point in time?
So if you've not been able to clock in and clock out, you have to inform us. Like, if the app is not working, so we can do some troubleshooting.
Oh, okay. I got you. No problem. I appreciate you so much. But everything is fine, though. And I'm assuming I would just probably have to put in a timesheet for those days, though. But, like, I know, like, tomorrow, she want me to take her out in New York. And we might be out there probably for, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like,
Inform the service coordinator that she will be out of state so they are aware.
Okay.
And for those days, clock in and clock out and send me a timesheet, okay?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you so much.
All
right. And I have another question, right? Mm-hmm. So I just took her to the doctor's. Like, I was at her doctor's appointment and everything about the day before yesterday. And, you know, like, her situation is getting, like, super worse. Like, they're talking about, so she get injected in her knees to get her fluid took out and then shots of steroids every 90 days. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, to the point where as though the steroids don't even work for the pain because the shot's supposed to last for about 3 to 6 months. But for her, only worked about a week. So now they're thinking about doing knee replacements. And it's, like, just getting super, super worse. Like, she barely can move anywhere. Like, and it's past the time I leave. When I leave, like, I'm super worried because, like, she can't even move around to even probably put in one of them little meals on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she just, it's just, like, so, like, I think she need more care. Well, I know she need more care because once I'm done, it's hard for me to go there, like, because I'll be having other things to do.
Right. Okay, well, so there are two things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, well, since now you have to speak with the service coordinator because you're going to New York, you're taking her, she has to know. Also, let mm-hmm. her know that you would like them to do an assessment to get more hours because you feel
okay.
like she needs more hours because of her pain,
mm-hmm.
right, all of
mm-hmm.
that. And also, mm-hmm. whenever she has another appointment with her primary doctor, also let them know that you feel like they need more, that she needs more hours, that she also will tells him or her that she's been in a lot of pain. Okay, we'll tell her that she's been in a lot of pain. Also that, well, you're concerned because you have to leave and you have to leave her alone. So,
mm-hmm.
all of that because the primary doctors are able to give authorizations for the insurances to give more hours. So those are the two things that you can do to get her more hours, okay?
Okay, absolutely. So should I call the primary first or the coordinator?
For now, try with the service coordinator. If they don't approve more hours, try with the primary doctor, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you so much.
Sure, no problem. Bye-bye.